Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
Today is Sunday, September? Yeah, September 6th. Sunday, September 6th, 2020. And we are going to do our power review. Oh, shit. Hit on mute.
They say this is a big, rich town. I just come from the poet's part.
All right, that's enough.
Bright lights, city lights, I can't think. This is where it goes down.
That's enough.
I just come from the poet's part.
Under 30.
No, 8 seconds.
That's what somebody said on one of your shows.
Eight seconds.
We'll take it out. Doesn't matter. We're not gonna make money anyway. We can't even get anybody to hit the cash app.
Yeah, we can't even get anybody to hit that cash app. That Barbershop Talk Radio. Cash app. Hit the cash app. All right.
So we're doing Power is Book 2, Ghost, Season 1, Episode 1.
Which is completely misleading.
Well, technically, the episode is airing right now, but we watched it last night.
Everybody watched it last night because that's how Starz does.
Well, if you have Comcast, I don't know about other cable providers, but...
I don't think other cable providers has Starz on it.
I don't
know. Except for Comcast.
I know, and I know Comcast puts it on early, so... But I don't know. I never had Verizon or Dish Network or nothing like that, so...
All right, well... You guys can here. Let's do our stuff from the beginning. Hit the Cash App. Hit that Cash App.
Barbershop Talk Radio.
Where the Cash App at?
Or buy a T-shirt, barbershoptalkradiostore.com. Get yourself a T-shirt. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Barbershop Talk Radio. Subscribe to the channel on YouTube, YUN9SLIM. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube. And also you can follow us on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SLIM1224. And if you follow us on Blog Talk Radio, it'll notify you when we're on live and you can call in 516-387-1879. Don't forget to hit the Cash App.
Hit that Cash App. Okay. All right. Before we get into the review of the episode, now I'm going to ask you, how did you feel about the episode?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be a little boring, but it wasn't. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I was like, oh, my God, it's all about Tyreek. He can't carry the show.
Yeah.
But it's...
You were pleasantly surprised.
It is about him, but it's not about all about him.
Yeah. I agree.
Like, Tasha sucks. Like, Tyreek sucks. I didn't think it would be so good, but it was pretty good.
So it basically picks up... I mean, it was pretty good. That's my opinion. I thought it was way better than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
So basically, picks up from right where Power left off.
Yeah.
So
Tasha's in jail.
Tasha gets
Tyreek's in school. Now, remember, in order for him to get his inheritance or his trust fund or whatever, he had to get a degree from a 4-year college.
Mm-hmm.
So
somehow his mama gets him skipped right into college.
Because she gave truth to the guy. What's his name?
The guy with the white hair.
Yeah.
The guy with the white hair.
Yeah, the ghost used to work for. And then he was always trying to buy it. But anyway.
Yeah, I forget.
She gave truth to him, basically, like
because he was an alum at a school.
Yes, because he went to that school and couldn't get him in.
And
the priest, that was his alma mater.
Yeah, and he was a booster.
Got him in.
And
along,
got Tyreek straight out of high school into college after 1 year of high school. Like, so basically, a freshman in high school jumps right into college.
The guy said that because he's trying to get in his Canute studies or something.
Yeah. But hold on. Let's hit that Charlie Murphy, right? Like, let's say that again. So a guy jumps from his freshman year in high school straight into college.
Well, I wasn't a freshman.
Yeah.
Graduated. arrested 2 weeks ago.
He got his GED. He says
he graduated 2 weeks ago. His mom is in jail for murdering his dad, and he's here in college.
College. 3 weeks in college now. But they skipped high school and went Tariq straight to college. But the funny thing about it is, not just Tariq skipped from high school straight to college.
Yes, ma'am.
All the kids that he had in middle school
went with them, and his sister too.
Skipped too.
His sister's like 12 now, where she was like 3 last season. She's now like 12.
The Spanish chick. Here, turn that off.
You can just move it down here so it's not loud.
The Spanish chick that ripped them off for the pills.
She's in Yale now.
Yeah. She's in friggin' college now.
Yeah.
And they were just in a.
Because Tariq didn't.
Basically a middle school, high school.
Tariq didn't even finish high school. He got kicked out.
The white kid, his roommate that was selling drugs for him in high school, middle school, high school. They were in middle school.
No, they were in high school.
They were high school?
Yeah.
That was high school?
Yeah.
So.
Because he got kicked out, like, his freshman year.
They basically skipped high school, and he goes straight to college. All of these kids at the same time. The girl, the Spanish girl, the white boy, and now Tariq. And they all happen to go to the same, well, she goes to Yale. That would have been too much of a coincidence if she ended up there.
Yeah.
They all came from Chute.
Wasn't Cho in
Massachusetts or something like that?
Yeah, it was in a different state.
They all went there. They all went to Chute, but somehow...
they're all from the same neighborhood.
They all live in New York, but yet they're all in college 4 years before they're supposed to be.
Alright, so let's get into the episode. Episode starts out. He's in college, and I guess he's talking to...
Wait, say that again?
We already went over that.
Let's say it again.
He's in college and he's talking to his professor. He's talking to the Professor Milligram, and she told him, like, well, first, before he got there, some black girl, or wherever she is, comes up to him, like, oh, are you going to join Knut Studies? We need more black people in there. There's only, with counting you, there'd be 4. And he's like, what? There's only 4 black people in the school. And he's like, you know, like real black people who aren't afraid to say what's on their mind and they don't just bow down to the white person, basically.
They're looking for brilliant minds, is what they were looking for.
But then he goes and finds out that Knut Studies, you can graduate in 3 years instead of 4, which is why he's pushing for that so hard.
Mm-hmm.
But he's also, the deal for him to be in college is he has to make sure the guy, the basketball player kid, passes.
Yeah,
that was the deal.
That was the deal for Tariq to be in high school, college.
Yeah, in order for you to stay, he has
be in
to
the
play
school,
or something like that.
He has to play basketball and he has to pass.
All his
and
classes.
Basically, Tariq, you have to do his schoolwork.
Right, so you have to do your own schoolwork and his work
and
on
his.
Top of it.
And his.
And figure out how to come up with money to get your mom out of jail. Because that's all he cares about, is trying to get his mom out of jail.
Wait. All right. I'm going to say this right from the rip. Why does Tariq feel like his mom has to say that he did it? Why does Tasha have to say that
because he
did it?
Because he thinks that if he goes and confesses that they're not going to believe him, that he's only saying it to get his mom out of jail. So if he went,
but if his
he
mom
went to
says
the prosecutor right now and said, I'm guilty, my mom is innocent, let her out. They're going to be look at her like, child, you're just saying that to get your mom out of jail. Like, you didn't do it. You didn't kill her. Stop trying to take the blame for it. They're not going to believe him.
You know,
but I guess he feels like if she names him, that they'll believe him. Why would they
believe her if she names
him? I mean, they believed everybody else she named.
They looked into it. They looked into it.
Right.
Now, all they have to do is look at Tariq's cell phone from that day, and it would have pinged off a cell phone tower saying that he was at Truth the night James St. Patrick was killed.
Not to mention, he ran into Sax on his way out the door.
And Sax saw him there. But Sax is acting like, oh, you saw me there, but yet he's not reversing it. Like, yo, you saw. No, because he didn't see him. He didn't see him. He didn't see Tariq there. Tariq saw him.
Right.
But, so if you saw me, that means you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, Sax. Like, use your brain.
Yeah.
Use your brain.
And Sax is just trying to use his opportunity to get back into the...
No, Sax got promoted. sex is the U.S. district attorney.
Yes.
But yet he's still scared because he knows that Tariq saw him there. But if Tariq saw him there, that means Tariq was there. And they know that it was Tasha wasn't the shooter.
No, he knows that.
No, everybody knows that she wasn't the shooter.
He knows that.
They all know that.
And her own lawyer knows that, because when she met with Sex, he's like, she was yelling at him, like, what the hell did you get me into? You're the one that told me to defend her. Like, what are you hiding? What is going on here? Like, you're not telling me the whole story here. You sent me to defend her, but you didn't tell me why. Like,
the ballistics says, and the autopsy says,
yeah,
that
she didn't do it.
Tasha is not the shooter.
Yeah.
And who she named wasn't the shooter.
Because she said,
and
right,
who she tried to frame wasn't the shooter.
She said it was.
So they know she's involved, but they don't know. They know she didn't do it.
Well, she's involved because her boyfriend ratted
her out.
It would
be so. Even this is just a slam dunk case.
Her boyfriend ratted her out, saying that he took her there at the same time of his murder. He was outside, waited for her. She got out of the car, came back in, and they left. He ratted her out.
Wouldn't real law enforcement crack this case easily? I'm like, yo, it was the son that did it. Easily. Usually when there's a high inheritance or like a big life insurance policy, they look at the family.
Nobody even knew anything about the inheritance until after he was dead.
It doesn't matter. That's
because,
how it usually works, though.
Because,
but once they've seen his inheritance, they would have been like,
yo. He already filed for divorce before this happened. And when he filed for divorce, they had a prenup, which means Tasha wasn't getting shit. Nothing. Not a dollar.
That's a divorce. But that's not a in death.
Right. But that would make more
sense. He didn't leave her nothing in death either.
Right. But that would, she didn't know that, though. She didn't know that. She was shocked when she found out she wasn't getting shit.
He left her mom's shit.
She was shocked. She didn't know she wasn't getting anything. And he had just changed that. She did not know she wasn't getting anything. So, I mean, you'd think
he hated her.
It would make more sense for Tasha to kill him for that, for money.
But listen, if this was real life, if somebody murdered their father or husband, or they would look for foul play first.
Right.
Which it was. It was foul. Would you say this is foul play, right?
Yeah.
When you get killed by your own son, it's foul play.
Of course.
Okay. So, but it was a conspiracy with the wife.
With his mom.
With his mother.
Yeah.
So, all right.
She was going to kill him and he wouldn't let her.
Okay. So, as long as we know that. All right. Before we continue.
You're thinking that law enforcement or attorneys or anything like that are smart enough or care enough to actually dig into it. No, they don't. When they have a suspect, usually they don't care about looking into anybody else.
True.
Once they have a suspect behind bars, they're like, that's it. Throw the book at them and let's close this case and move on.
But they know from the ballistics it wasn't her.
Right. Which
they
is
know
why
from
they
the
can't.
Ballistics it wasn't her.
Which is why they're.
From the angle of the shot, from
right,
how
right,
he was
right.
shot,
we know that. We know
when
that.
He was shot, how he was shot, they know it wasn't her.
Right. But she won't name the other person. She's going to stay in jail for the crime.
You know what? She would go to jail anyway due to conspiracy for her even having the gun and trying to hide it.
They said that.
Conspiracy.
If she named the shooter, she would get 10 to 15 years on a conspiracy charge.
Yeah. That's how it would be. They wouldn't give her no probation.
And she
just
said,
the shooter.
Then she named Dre.
And they realized that it wasn't Dre because they got him in custody.
She said it was his gun. He gave her the gun.
They would have, if Dre wasn't captured, that would have worked. But it didn't.
But it was Dre's gun.
It was Dre's gun, but it didn't work. The reason it was Dre's gun is because Dre gave it to Tariq.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Okay. All right. Let's switch gears real quick. We had a discussion about this yesterday, and I want to bring this up before we continue. Now, you have 3 kids. I have 2 kids. Would you go to these lengths, cover up a crime of your child, of your children?
I don't know that it's cover up. I don't know that they're trying to cover up.
She
is. But that's not the question, though. The question is, would you go to jail for your children?
No.
It's not
for murder? For murder.
It's,
for murder.
Yeah.
Would you go to... All right, let me ask you this. We can ask it just like that. Would you go to jail for murder for your child?
Well, you got to look at it as your child is 20 years old. You're just starting your life.
No.
You're 40.
Simple. 50. I'm 39.
I'm saying. Like,
all right. Answer the question.
40, 50, they're young. They have a chance to make something of themselves.
Okay.
They'll never make anything if they have a murder charge on the record.
And neither would I. So let me ask you this. Would you go to prison? Would you take a murder charge for your children?
Possibly.
That's beating around the bush. You're beating around the bush.
I probably would.
You're beating around the bush. You would take a murder charge for your children.
I probably would. Yeah.
All your children.
Yeah.
Okay. You're just being politically correct.
Right.
You
wouldn't.
Hold on. Ask me again.
Would you take a murder charge?
No, I wouldn't take a murder charge for nobody. I'm not taking a murder charge for nobody. Nobody. If my kids kill somebody, my kids need to face the music. Okay?
And she looked at it as...
If my children killed somebody, they need to face the music.
Tasha's looking at it as they need Tariq to complete college so he can get that money because she's looking at him to take care of everybody. He needs that inheritance that she's putting that on his shoulders like he's the man, he's a child. That's not his job, that's not his responsibility. But that's why she's like, you go to school. Go to school, get that money, and don't worry about me. Like,
so you would put your serial killer kid on the street. You would leave your serial killer kid on the street. How do you know?
He's not a serial killer.
Who's he? Yeah, Tariq is a serial killer.
Who else is he
killed? He killed Ray-Ray.
Yeah, Ray-Ray.
Tariq is a serial killer.
And
you would leave your serial killer,
then.
And his dad took the... That's why he killed him, because he didn't take the blame for his first murder.
He did for a while.
He killed him like, you want me to take the blame for killing Ray-Ray?
He did for a while, but then when...
Who said you were going to take the blame for that? That was before I decided to become the governor.
Yeah, a politician, yeah.
So now you want me to take the blame for your smoke? Oh, so you're going to kill me? You killed me because you got your sister killed. You got revenge. And you didn't tell me about it so I could handle it. You wanted to handle it yourself. You stole your mom's gun. You had my girlfriend erase the ballistics of the gun out of the system. And then you kill me? You killed me because I didn't...
No, I told you to man up.
I told you to take the blame for it because you did it.
Yeah,
and
I would
you
help
killed
you.
Me.
He said... He
you
told,
killed me because I didn't want to take the blame for it.
He told him to take the blame and he would help him get out of it. That's what he basically told him. You take the blame and I'll make sure, like,
it
you
wasn't
don't,
even...
You
it
get
was,
a slap on the wrist, kind of. Like,
it
I'll,
wasn't
I'll,
even a blaming thing. Listen, there was, like, oh, so why would Tariq have taken the blame for Ray-Ray? Nobody's even... Who's asking about Ray-Ray right now? Nobody. So how is that even a thing?
Nobody's
looking for a dirty cop killer.
I don't know, but we're talking about
backwards,
though.
No, we were talking about if you would take the blame for your children.
Yeah.
I say no, you say yes?
Depends. I mean, it depends.
A murder charge. Life in
situation.
Prison.
That's not necessarily life. Depends. If you got manslaughter or what they say, criminal negligent homicide. Or if you got murdered, depends on what the charge is.
You would take a murder charge for your children and sit in jail. You would sit in jail for 15 years for your children.
That's what depends. Depends. It would have to be a circumstantial.
You wouldn't sit in jail for a year for anybody. I don't believe you.
That's a lie.
I don't believe
circumstantial
you.
Circumstantial incident.
Okay.
Depends.
But you talking about your whole life? So do you talk about their lives? They don't care about their lives if they're killing somebody about the LA.
Well,
come on.
You can't say that because it depends on what the incident is. Like, if we're looking at
the way Tariq killed his father, did that need to happen?
No, but
okay.
I mean,
so you would take the blame for
in
that.
In the real world, that would never happen.
Why?
In the real world,
you think people have never killed their father for no reason?
They have, but they're usually nuts in the head.
Okay, so
they
you
don't
think Tariq is nuts?
They don't kill him because he's pinched his mom's arm. Like,
yeah, and told her to stop having my son sell drugs.
Yeah,
he was sticking up for him in the whole in the long run. So,
but he hated him. He hated him because he blamed his dad for breaking up their family.
Breaking up their family because
which
he
I get it.
Because
my son acted like that for years and years and years, like. I guess it's a God thing and a mommy thing, like.
So you're saying Tariq is a mommy's boy?
Oh, he definitely is.
Because he took some hot Puerto Rican tail over.
No,
because
he left his family for her.
No.
Yes.
Tasha was cheating from the. This is a different story for another time. But Tasha's the reason. Tasha was cheating with the friggin' driver.
She didn't do anything though. All she did was took her underwear off.
Oh, and showed that. She showed that.
But if you want to get into the technicalities, Ghost stuck his dick in somebody first.
Oh God, watch your mouth.
If you want to get into technicalities, all she did was took her panties off.
Oh, took her panties off
while
and showed the driver.
While he
and showed
driving.
The driver her kitty cat.
What? She didn't do anything. She didn't.
She didn't? That's cheating. You don't think that's cheating? Huh?
I don't know.
Oh, wow. Here we go.
We're
going to
change the subject.
You're backpedaling. I'm not
backpedaling. We're doing season one, episode one of Power.
We're
going to
have to talk after this.
Okay, I'm taking my panties off for many Lyft drivers. Uber drivers.
So you're taking panties off for Uber drivers, huh?
Uber rides home.
Wow.
Like, hey. Can I have a ride?
Even for the bus driver? Oh, God.
Bus drivers, too.
Yeah, well, nobody wants to see alley cats, so.
Mine is properly tamed.
Nobody wants to see an alley cat.
This is properly tamed.
An alley cat.
Properly groomed and tamed.
All right, let's get back on topic. So. You're going to prison for your kids? I'm asking one more time.
I don't know. It depends on the circumstance. I can't say yes or no because it depends on the incident. Depends on what happens. Depends on why they kill somebody. It all depends.
Mm-hmm. Like,
if they straight up kill somebody in cold blood, no.
Do you think Tariq killed his father in cold blood?
Of course.
Okay. So if your kid did that, would you take the blame for it?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so.
If my kids killed their father, no. I feel like he deserved it.
What? So you would take it? So you would take it if they killed their dad?
No, I wouldn't.
I didn't
he
think
deserved so. It, and they have a better chance of getting off than I would.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get back to it.
He probably beat them with a switch in their 20. I don't know.
Oh, God. Shut her mic off. All right, let's get back to it. All right, so back to Tariq's. Tariq, the Chronicles of Tariq. That's exactly what this is. Chronicles of Tariq. So, Tasha meets with, what's her lawyer name? Tamika Washington. Tamika Washington gets her an awesome deal where she gets 4 years probation.
For criminal negligent homicide. That's what she would have been charged with.
And no jail time.
She would have went home the next day.
All she has to do is name the shooter.
They wanted her accomplice.
All she has to do is name the shooter. They know it wasn't her.
You're going to have to get on the stand, and you're going to have to tell the truth, and you can't perjure yourself on the stand. So be honest, and you have to name your accomplice. We know you were working with somebody. Who are you working with?
You knew he was there by himself. You knew, well, that was all Tasha's info. She knew that Ghost was going to be there by herself. So I don't know why they're asking, like, why? How did you know he was going to be there without security, the lights off?
Like, he's my ex-husband. I know what his schedule is.
Yeah,
I know what he does. Like,
exactly. That's it. Like, he's my, I've been married to him for 10 years.
I know what he does.
I know everything about him.
I know how he, like, he leaves
that's
his office and walks down his hall, and I knew what he's going to do. Like,
so this dumbass bitch fucking fires Tamika. Fires her. You fired because Tamika sniffed out the fact
that she was covering up for
Tariq. She was covering up for Tariq.
She's like, who's your accomplice? You got a name. You're not perjuring me on this stand because not only are you going to go to jail, but I'm going to lose my license.
And I'm not losing
like,
my license.
Who are you covering up for? Mm-hmm. You're covering up for Tariq, wasn't it?
Was and your son there?
Like, yeah. You're fired.
Jetson, you're fired!
No. You're fired.
She's like,
what?
Get out of here.
You're gonna lose your deal. What do you mean? Like you're gonna if you fire me, you lose this deal. And she's like, you're fired.
So she sacrificed herself again for Tariq. sacrifices herself again for Tariq, and when it basically comes down to it, she is screwed because she wants to use a public defender now.
Right. So Tamika calls Tariq and tells him that what happened is mom just fired him. She won't tell any. And Tariq's like, what did she say? And Miss Washington is like, nothing. She won't say anything. That's the problem. She won't tell me anything. So he's like, maybe she needs to get a better lawyer that's not...
That doesn't need the truth to get her out of trouble.
And then in comes Method Man. Davis McClain as Method Man.
Davis McClain. And you know what? I'm going to fucking comment. I mean, Method Man, you did a great job. But I have to say, a big... Fuck Method Man.
He's missing his glasses. He needs glasses.
No. Method Man.
He had glasses on that.
Yeah, he definitely did. He definitely missed it.
Glasses.
He voted out my favorite battle rapper, Danny Myers, on the URL. That's battle rap shit. Come on, bro. Like, come on. How? He beat Hosey the God first and third. I even say, but whatever. Method seen the difference, but great
him.
Job.
It wasn't just him.
No, it was all 40 bars, hurt corny ass Tony Bro, and that wimp ass
Goods.
He's a weirdo.
Yeah, he's
always worried about what everybody's dressed
they
like.
They all worry about it. But
okay, Goods.
They had an agenda from the beginning. They knew who they've been pushing Bill through this whole time.
Bill lost the Young Cannon.
Yeah.
He beat Mike P. He lost the Nun, but yet he's still here.
They were pushing
I like Bill Collector, but they're just pushing him through.
They knew they couldn't send Bill Collector against Danny Myers to, what is it, the Summer Madness?
Summer Madness, which is
because
a big...
Danny Myers would have beat him, no doubt. So they had to put him against Holmesy because he stands a better chance of beating Holmesy the God than he did...
It's a setup, man. It's definitely a setup. All right, so boom. Back to Meth. So he hires Method Man by using public.
Well, he tries to. Method Man's like, I know who you are. You're
$500,000.
Your kids. Like, you come to me with $500,000, and then we got a deal. And he walks away. So Tariq tries to do. Then Tariq tries to go find some drugs. He goes to his dorm. And finds out that the white boy that he went to high school with, or went to choke with, or whatever.
Choke, yeah.
Is his roommate. And he's like, oh, yeah, with all this stuff that happened. What's her name? Effie or something like that.
Yeah.
All the stuff that happened with Effie. I wasn't sure Effie. If you hated me or this. And then he's like, oh, speaking of Effie, you got her number. Then Tariq goes to meet her. She's going to Yale now.
Wait, after he goes to his mom's...
grandmom's house.
Back to his grandma's house and goes through his mom's daycare vlogs.
Right, because he was looking for
the lady that
Tasha was getting.
Yeah, that had working in the strip club.
Yeah.
So he gets the chick from the strip club, then he goes and beats the chick.
Effie.
Yeah.
Beats
Effie for some drugs. And then, like, that would have went down like that. Like,
right.
Okay, I'm just going to let you walk away with my stuff.
Yeah, and I'm going to call
you
for some later.
Gangster.
Like, yeah.
Really?
I'm sorry I stole your drugs. Didn't mean I didn't like you.
Yeah.
She's like, I was in a bad
place,
I was homeless, and I was this and that. And you didn't need the money. Like,
yeah, you were doing it for fun.
Yeah.
I needed the money.
The
competition. So he takes it, then he gets the chick, and he gives him to the chick, so now that's where he gets the money to give
to the
lawyer.
The stripper selling the drugs for him.
But he also used public pressure by going on to the basketball players, who he's doing his homework for.
The Instagram, yes.
To basically
put out, say, oh my God, thank you
for taking the case,
Lawyer McClain, for representing my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we appreciate it. Our whole family appreciates you, and this and that. So, and
public pressure.
Davis McClain saw that. Like, what the fuck? So then Tariq gives him $50,000. They go to court. I guess they were trying to get Tasha out on bail.
No, they were trying to get her. They were trying to get her probation. He was trying to get the Tamika deal. He got the Tamika deal, but yet she still had to tell the truth. She had to tell the truth, but yet this was took me off guard. Like,
well, then Sax comes in, or all of a sudden Sax comes in and gives it.
Hold up. Let's go back. Let's like he met with Sax. He sees Sax meets him while he's meeting one of his bitches. Talking about his homework and shit because he was supposed to read a book.
Oh, yeah.
So she's trying to give him advice about the book. They want to have him tutor. The teacher wants to help him, whatever, da, da, da. So he meets him. Sax acts like he was a part of the deal that Tamika got for him.
Yeah.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
He had nothing to do with it.
He had nothing to do with it. But
that's when he's the one to put out, like, oh, you're, isn't he the one who said it? Your dad was in politics, and Democrats don't want this getting out that he was involved
the
in
Democrats,
this. But, yeah.
The Democratic Party is trying to protect James St. Patrick's image.
Yes.
And do not want Tasha to spew a bunch of nasty details about who they had nominated as a candidate.
Next governor or whatever.
For the next
senator,
governor
or whatever
he was going to be.
For
governor or whatever.
Mate or whatever. I don't know.
Whatever he was. They, the Democratic Party did not want that out. Any of his dirty laundry.
Right.
So what they want to do is they got a warrant to arrest Tasha. They want to pin everything on Tasha.
In the courtroom, it was like all of a sudden, Sax comes up to the prosecutor and hands her a piece of paper.
But Sax doesn't Sax doesn't want this to happen because he knows that Tariq has saw him there at Truth the night that Ghost was murdered with a gun.
Right.
So he wants Tasha to just walk and everybody gets away scot-free.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. But the feds have gotten involved. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yeah, but then while they're in the courtroom, and Davis McLean was trying to get her the same deal, Sax goes up to the prosecutor, hands her a piece of paper, and the prosecutor is like, Your Honor, we're dropping all charges against Tasha Green St. Patrick or whatever her name is. And then all of a sudden Sax is like, Tasha St. Patrick, you're under arrest. We're charging you as a kingpin. They're like, kingpin, what? So Davis McLean goes up to Sax like, you know, like, this is not a federal case. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're trying to get this girl a needle. Like, this is not a federal case. And Sax is like, it is now.
But that's over Sax's head. It's because what she said. She blamed by her implicating Tommy.
Yeah.
So it made it look like
a drug scheme.
Yeah. It put her in a drug scheme.
Yeah.
So by adding Tommy to the mix, put her into the drug scheme.
Yeah.
Because they already had a case on Tommy that they were trying to get put over.
Right.
By adding Tommy to the mix makes it look like Tommy
ran the drugs with her.
She was running the drugs, and James didn't want nothing to do with it, which he didn't. He wanted nothing to do with the drugs anymore.
No, not anymore, no.
By implicating Tommy as her accomplice.
Tommy couldn't let him
by
go.
By implicating Tommy as her accomplice, you're taking all Tommy's charges now.
Right.
And they're trying to say that they killed Ghost because he was going to turn on them.
Okay.
Instead of just saying, this is what she should have said. Your Honor, Tommy Egan killed James St. Patrick.
Yeah.
Why?
Crime of passion. He killed his
Why would he kill his best friend? Because Tommy killed Angela.
Yeah.
That's all she had to say. Tommy killed Angela. She already snitched.
And he wanted
she already
revenge.
Snitched.
Yeah.
She already snitched.
She tried snitching on Dre. Then she tried snitching on Tommy.
She snitched on Tommy, she should have went all the way. She knew Tommy killed. She knew Tommy killed Angela.
Yeah.
All she had to say was,
she knew
Tommy killed Angela. That was the love of his life. He cheated on me. He left me for her.
Yeah.
And he killed her.
And she knew Ghost
he
was
killed
dead.
Him.
I wanted revenge against Tommy for that.
Tommy was, Ghost was trying to kill Tommy because Tommy killed Angela. That's all she had to say.
Like,
not because, told him to do it.
I had nothing to do with
and
it.
And
Methus,
what's his name?
I just told Tommy where he was going to be. That's all. I didn't know he was going to kill him. That's
but
what
they,
I
can,
like,
they can definitely leave Tommy there because Tommy was there
was
at the time Goose was killed.
Yeah, he saw him dying.
He saw him dying. He saw him get shot.
Yeah.
And he was about to smoke Tariq over it.
Yeah.
But Ghost told him not to do it.
Hey.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. All right. Let me ask you this. Let's go back to kids now.
Mm-hmm.
If one of your kids shot you
mm-hmm.
and say somebody you trusted came with a gun.
Would I tell you not to kill him?
Would you tell, all right, we can use me. We can use me.
Would I say don't kill him?
I fucking run in. You just got shot by one of your kids.
Uh-huh.
And I have a gun. And I'm ready to kill your kids.
Uh-huh.
One of your kids. Right? Would you tell me not to do it?
Probably. I probably would. Like they didn't mean it.
They didn't mean the shit.
They didn't mean it.
Okay.
I could get to the point where I'm like, kill them.
One of your kids. Listen. All right, now ask me that. You ask me that question. Ask you just the way I asked.
I know what you're
telling me. Give me a gun.
You get him right between the eyes.
I'm fucking smoke that motherfucker.
How dare you?
You shot me.
How dare you? After everything I did for you.
Yo, motherfucker, give me the gun.
I want to
kill myself.
I brought your ass into this world. I gave you a good life, and this is the taste I get.
Yeah.
You're me in an elevator, chef.
You looked at me like, yo, what are you looking at me for? Shoot him.
Get that bastard.
Get him. Follow. Okay.
She's their ass down. Get him.
Avenge me.
How dare that little bastard.
Oh, shit. All right. All right, so...
There's a lot of levels of hatred, but that would take, like, your kid would really, really have to hate you to the point where they wanted you dead.
Clearly, he wanted him dead.
Yeah, but Tyreek was a spoiled rich kid, too. Like,
clearly.
He was a spoiled little brat. Rich kid. And he just hated Ghost because of Tasha.
Because he left my mommy.
Yeah, because he loved his mommy. That's
you
all
left my mommy for some hot Puerto Rican ass. Yeah.
Now,
okay.
You broke up our family. You left us. That's how he looks at it. Like, you left us.
Hold up. All right. Let's look at the damage that Tyreek did. Then we'll get back to the story.
I think they mentioned Tyreek, anyone who's come in contact with Tyreek has died.
Tyreek got his sister killed.
Got his dad
he
killed.
He ran from Ray Ray. He knew Ray Ray was chasing him because he was robbing houses.
Yeah.
And then he got
scared and told
got scared him. And
he told.
Didn't
he tell?
Two people were chasing him, and then Raven killed those two people.
Oh, he didn't want to rape him. Yeah, he didn't want them to rape him.
Yeah, he didn't want to rape the lady.
Yeah.
But,
stop it.
Brains. I think it was Brains. Brains, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then he's like, I wish you didn't say that. Then they had to kill the lady.
Oh, yeah.
Kill the lady.
He told her the lady. Yeah.
All right, so now Brains and what you call it are looking for Tyreek. Boom. All right, so Ray Ray kills them. Brains and the other idiot that the guy did was there. Boom. So now, for whatever reason, I don't even know why Ray Ray was looking for Tyreek, but he does. I think
he was afraid Tyreek was going to tell on him.
Maybe.
Tyreek knew who he was,
knew
he was a cop, and that he figured he had to tie up loose ends that Tyreek was going to end up ratting, and it was going to come back to him.
So he goes looking for him. His sister stands up to him.
His twin sister. Yeah.
His twin sister.
And he watches it from across
and
the street.
And he watches it hiding behind a brick wall.
Yeah.
Watches his sister get smoked.
Yeah.
Watches. Okay. But yet, instead of Tyreek being doing a smart thing and telling his gangster father
his serial killer uncle,
he wants
who
to do it himself.
He told everything to, yeah.
Or maybe even his sociopath mother.
And he was like 13 at the time.
Yeah, so he goes
15,
and kills.
Maybe,
so he 14. Goes and he goes and looking for he goes looking for a cop on his own.
Right.
Okay.
Who he just saw murder a lady that was trying to rape and murder.
Murdered his sister. Okay. So Tyreek got his sister killed. All right. Because Ray Ray wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for Tyreek doing stupid shit in the first place.
Yeah.
So he got his sister killed. Boom. Then he kills his father. No. Hold up. He gets his best friend killed. Kanan. He set Kanan up. Kanan.
You know what? I think that right there started the hatred between him and his dad. Like, really, really started the hatred between him and his dad. Because he loved Kanan. He felt like Kanan.
He got Kanan killed. And his mom's the one that told him to set him up.
Yeah.
So.
But Tariq really cared.
Kanan could have killed Tariq. But he didn't.
But Kanan really cared about Tariq, and Tariq really cared about Kanan.
Yeah, yeah.
He looked at him as the son he didn't have, and Tariq is like, oh, this is my dad that, you know, you should have been my dad, kind of thing.
So, he gets Kanan killed. All right.
I forgot about
you. All right. Okay. So then, he gets... Well,
I'm sure there's more along the
then
way.
He gets hit, then he kills his own dad for no good reason. Kills his dad for no good reason. And lets his mom take the fall. That's his mom take the fall. How? Why? Come on. Stop.
Well, I don't think he let her so much as
she did.
She fucking was
wanted to take
it anyway. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You wanted to take it.
I think because once he came out.
No. He kept saying. No, he was trying to tell her. His message through Method Man was that I'm not just say I did it.
Say my name.
You don't deserve this.
Yeah.
You don't deserve
this
job. We need you home. If you love me, just tell on me.
Yeah.
Why does she have to tell on him? Why can't he just tell on himself?
I told you why, because he won't believe him. He's a child.
Yeah, he would.
He's a child.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, he would. If he went in there like, yo, I killed Ray Ray, I killed my dad, I'm a piece of shit.
That'd be like me being in jail for murder and Kylie going up like, I did it. It wasn't my mom. And they're like, you didn't. You're just trying to protect your mom. I think that's how he's thinking they're going to look at it.
No, Tamika knows it was Tariq.
Yeah, but she's his ex-lawyer.
I'm just saying.
Tamika's there to defend Tasha.
I'm just saying.
You think it's going to come out that Tariq did it?
Eventually.
You think so?
Yeah, it has to.
You think he's going to end up going to jail?
I don't know about jail.
So you think Tasha's going to get off?
I do.
I think she gets out.
I do. She almost got out in the first episode.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. I think she's going to get out. I think it's only a matter of time until she gets out.
I think she gets out.
I think Sax is going to come to her with some kind of deal. Like, we'll drop this kingpin chart if you do this, or something. Something's going to happen.
I don't know what the fuck they want. But they had all them pictures of all these dead bodies that... Tasha killed Lakeisha.
And Tommy killed the other one.
None of them
were killed.
Ghost didn't kill none of them.
Honestly, Ghost only killed in season one, episode one. The chick with
Tommy killed the girl. Yeah, that was it.
That's the only person.
And then anybody else he killed was to protect Tommy. Killed the Asian guys that were trying to kill Tommy. Then he killed the Russian.
Because really, he didn't really kill that many people.
Tommy killed mad people. Mm-hmm. Tommy killed mad people. All right, so where are we at right now? So after did we get into the fact that Tasha tries to say that it was Tommy that killed everybody? That Tommy killed Ghost?
Yeah.
But she said that she asked him to do it.
Right.
So, boom. That's how she ends up getting caught up in the federal
kingpin.
They try to blame it all on her. They blame Tommy's drugs on her.
Yeah, and
they
blame
Tommy and the murder.
Yeah.
And they're trying to make Ghost look like he was a squeaky clean politician that had nothing to do with nothing.
Yeah.
And it was his murderous queen pin wife.
He must have been doing this on the side while he was just being a good old boy.
Yep.
Because they're a role model in the community.
That's how it works.
And he really was being a positive role model.
Yeah.
He kind of cleaned
much,
it up.
Pretty
he
much.
He realized he wanted to get into politics. He stopped all that.
But the sad thing about it is...
Once he opened Truth, he stopped all that. Once he opened a nightclub, he didn't want nothing to do with the drug business anymore.
Like, I seen an episode where... Not an episode, but an interview where he's like, you know how Walter White was breaking bad? He said Ghost was breaking good.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be out of the drug game. And wanted nothing to do with it.
He saved enough money to get a legit business. And once he got a legit business, he tried to walk away from the drug game, but Tommy kept pulling him back in.
Yeah.
Tommy wouldn't let him walk away.
Yep. And Tasha wanted him in it.
Because she didn't like the...
Squeaky clean.
Yeah, she didn't like the perfection.
She didn't want a politician. She wanted a drug dealer.
Yeah.
And that's where he got... from Angela, because Angela wanted him to be
clean
and that guy who she always thought he was going to be.
Yeah, she was
and that's who he finally wanted to be.
And who do you think ruined their relationship?
Ghost and Angie. I think their relationship was ruined when he went to jail.
Greg?
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying the murder of Greg?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was like.
They were never together after that. Mm-mm.
Yeah, Greg. Yeah, the whole Greg thing that she blamed it on.
He tried.
But then she realized she got him out of jail.
Yeah, she's like, you do too much dirt for me. I can't get caught up, and you're going to get me fired, and you're going to get me caught up in your nonsense. Like, I have to walk away from you.
Yeah.
But she couldn't walk away from him.
Because she got implicated. Jamie.
He's got to come up with some new impressions now. Yeah. His new characters.
Dirty ball sack. Oh, yeah, we didn't even get into sex. But sex's family in this episode.
Yeah.
Sex.
And at the end of this, that's when...
They were calling him Nancy. Like, what was that?
I don't know. I didn't see
what
that.
Is that all about?
Like, what are you doing there, Nancy? Nancy boy.
Nancy.
But at the end
Nancy.
Of it, Method Man goes up to Tyreek, like, you better come up with that. You owe me $450,000. The $50,000 you gave me only got you...
appetizer.
Yeah, that was the appetizer.
Now we're about to get into the full meal.
The main course, and then that's when Tyreek was like, well... Think of it. This is going to be a big publicized case. You're going to get the DA's office or something like that.
Yeah. You can bring down the whole district attorney's office.
Yeah.
Let's see if you can. Yeah. When you win. You know, he's just capping his head up. Like, obviously, this guy wants fame and money.
Yes.
So, we'll see.
Yeah, Method Man.
We'll see.
So what do you think is going to happen in the next episode? We didn't even talk about Mary J. Blige.
Well.
Got a new basketball player that Tyreek's supposed to be doing all his work for, making sure he passes. His mom is Mary J. Blige.
That's not his mom. That's his aunt.
His aunt is Mary J. Blige.
That's his aunt. So.
Now, the girl that he met at school.
His cousin. Yeah, the girl from school.
Her dad is some big-time drug dealer, Lorenz. Hell or something. So he looks him up. Tyreek looks him up. Finds out what jail he's in and stuff. So I imagine Tyreek's going to reach out to him and try to get his contacts for drugs so he can get a mass quantity of drugs. That's what it seems like.
But he doesn't have any money. And wait, is the Italian mob dead?
I guess so. Like, where's the Italian mob?
Did they kill them?
Gone.
Are they dead? Because
actually, I think they are.
I think Tommy killed them, right?
Not Tommy.
Did Vinny? Did Tommy kill Vinny? They were trying to kill Tommy.
And remember, Tommy had...
and he was like, how do you think we found you? Tommy, Tyreek told us.
That Proctor's cousin. Remember the guy with the bald head? He had the Italians in them. They met.
Yeah. He got killed. Tommy killed him.
I thought the Italians did it.
Nah, Tommy killed him for killing Proctor. All right, let's rate the lawyers so far. You got
Proctor.
Terry Silver,
yeah.
Proctor... And
Method Man.
What was Method Man's name?
Davis McClain.
Okay. Proctor, Davis McClain, and Terry Silver.
All right. So Proctor is my all-time favorite. Proctor.
I'll take Proctor, too.
Terry Silver would be my last. Like.
Yeah, Terry Silver was a dick.
Yeah. He was horrible. Like, he was a fucking adulterous, slimy, like, you're
so
representing
my wife,
me and you're sleeping with my wife? Like,
you
what kind of shit is that?
Bastard.
Dirty ball sack. And then probably Method Man, I'd be Proctor, Method Man, and then Terry Silver.
Okay, all right, so Terry Silver's the last one you would hire.
Oh, yeah.
He hired a fat chick that had the sloppy papers everywhere. That public defender. I was representing Tasha.
I don't even know if I would let Terry Silver be my public defender.
Me either, y'all. Me either. Terry Silver is a dirty bastard.
Yeah, he was.
Even though he was an untrustworthy lawyer.
They all are, though. But Proctor...
Yeah.
Proctor was loyal. He was loyal to Ghost.
He was loyal. Proctor was loyal.
He was loyal to Ghost, yes.
He was.
Because he also knew that if anything happened and Ghost got implicated, he was getting implicated, too. So he couldn't have anything come out on Ghost because he defended him on all that stuff.
Like,
but, I mean,
yeah.
Isn't that a lawyer's job to defend you whether you're Guinness innocent or guilty?
Yeah, I guess so. But how I see it is
we could probably throw Tamika in there too. Tamika was pretty good.
Which one's Tamika?
She was the prosecutor's office with it. It was Angel's boss.
This one, Tamika Washington.
Yeah.
First lawyer.
Yeah. We could throw her in there too.
I would put her above Terry Silver.
She's definitely above Terry Silver.
So it'd be Proctor, Method Man, Tamika, then Terry Silver.
All right. So Terry Silver's the worst out of all of them.
Yes, but so then you got to get into Proctor or Better Call Saul.
We already did that. We can't do that.
Did we do it on air? I don't know if we did it on air.
I thought we did. I mean, that's a different story for a different day. But I'm just trying to keep it to the same, same show story that people we've met.
Right, so where do you think this storyline is going?
What about Angela? We could put Angela in there, too.
Oh,
she was a lawyer, too.
That's right. She was a...
Would you say Angela was better than Proctor?
Prosecutor?
She's a prosecutor. But so was Tamika.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Angela got goes out of them charges.
I'll take Proctor, then Angela, then Method Man.
All right.
Then Tamika. No,
I wouldn't even put Method Man up there yet. I would go Proctor, Angie, Tamika.
Method Man,
and then Terry Silver.
But if you think about it, I mean, Tamika didn't really do anything.
Yeah, but she got an awesome ass deal.
She did get her a good deal.
She got a better deal than Method Man got.
Usually, Method Man didn't do anything either.
He just got the same deal that
he did it.
That
now he gets to
Tamika got
defend her in a kingpin case.
We'll see what he's really worth.
Mm-hmm.
But remember,
Proctor worthy.
We'll see if Terry Silver got Terry Silver gets the credit for getting Ghost out of that.
Out of that
murder charge on Greg. Terry Silver and Proctor.
Terry Silver and Proctor. Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
So, where do you think this show's going? Where do you see it going? Got any predictions?
If they keep the camera off of Tariq as much as possible.
But
you got to have a better story. You have to have a great story.
I think that's why they're throwing in the basketball player and they're throwing in his white roommate. And then they're throwing in the girl.
All the girls.
They know they can't.
And the teacher.
Yeah.
For some reason, I think the teacher wants to smash.
I think she just feels bad for him.
I don't know. She knows he came from cheeks.
His mom's in jail. His dad's dead. I think she feels bad for him. She's trying to give a brother a chance.
I think she wants those bosoms.
Those baby buns.
Those Tariq buns.
She likes those baby cheeks.
Maybe. So that's pretty much it. That's pretty much how it ended. And then
We know Mary J. Blige comes in later.
Mary J. Blige
her
is
with a bunch of money on the table. So
that's one of Tariq's.
That's
his mom.
Yeah. I think she's going to be who he ends up getting drugs from.
You think she's the plug?
Yes.
We'll see.
I think she's going to try to go to the chick's dad that's in jail, and he's going to send her to Mary J. Blige. I think he's going to end up getting caught up in, I don't know, Mary J. Blige's nephew. Like, they got in a fight. She's like, you know what to do. You know how to handle this.
Yeah, she's like basically told him to kill him.
She did.
Damn!
She went and got a gun and a cop came. And saw him standing there with a gun and she's like, I got this.
A sawed-off, double-barrel sawed-off shotgun. He's like, he ain't running. He's about to blow up your fucking head. And then he turns around like, oh, shit. And then the cops came. So,
and then all of a sudden they killed him in the...
Stop hiding behind your mom!
They killed him in the stairwell.
Yeah, that was just like, okay. That was different, but okay. It's a big rich guy.
I guess they were killing him regardless. He was dead, and they didn't get to kill him that instant, so he was going to die.
Okay. So, rate it from 1 to 10 on the episode. How did you feel this episode was?
This episode, I would say... Maybe like a 6 or 7. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
I'll give it an 8.
Yeah.
I'll give it an 8.
Yeah.
I was definitely entertained.
I
enjoyed it.
Last night, you're like, I can't even watch this.
I know.
So corny.
Jennifer.
I can't even watch it. But then when you watch it today, you're like, it was better than I thought it was.
Yeah, it was. That's why I'm giving it an 8. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. It was pretty damn good. And, I can rock with it.
We'll see where the storyline goes. You think Tommy's going to show up in this season?
I hope so.
I do too.
I hope so.
Tommy is one of my favorite characters out of last season.
I hope so. I hope Tommy either, you know.
Makes a cameo.
Something.
I have a feeling, because remember.
Something.
Well.
Reed.
The Spanish girl.
Hey, Reed.
The Spanish girl with the blonde hair. Now, wasn't
the
she.
The tutor? The, basically, she's like the.
Yeah, like, I'll help
student.
You and Canute. Studies or whatever it is, if you need help. He's like, I don't need help. And then they start talking about the book.
I read
now,
the book myself.
Is she the one? She's not Proctor's daughter, right?
Nah.
Remember the little girl?
Proctor's daughter in school?
Remember the little girl where,
yeah.
And then Tommy's like, if you ever need anything, call me. And I'm like, oh, that has some significance. You're going to see that later on.
Proctor's daughter.
Yeah, that was Proctor's daughter, right?
But, yeah, she could have got Proctor in trouble, Tommy in trouble for murdering that Fed, but she, like, destroyed the fucking the flash drive.
And Tommy's like, if you ever need anything, let me know, because he also felt bad that he killed her dad.
Yeah, so we'll see. But,
I have a feeling that's going to come into play later.
We shall see. We shall see. So let's wrap this one up.
Yep.
This was Power, Book 2, Ghosts, Season 1, Episode 1, the recap.
Yep.
You guys can call in anytime on the show.
And we'll definitely be in tomorrow after 10. You know, we got to talk our NFL starts this week. And we got our Men's Touch Football League is starting soon, so we'll be doing our football tomorrow.
Yeah.
So
I
whoever
mean,
wants to call in for our football.
What was that fucking? Oh, yeah, we still got to do that. That whole teams with and without fans.
Right.
Is it fair? Is it not?
Right.
How do we feel? And we can go from
we'll
there.
We'll do that, yeah. And we'll talk about the upcoming games that are starting on Thursday and stuff. Yeah, we'll go from there.
I was about to give the number. It was
516-387-1879.
Okay.
Again, we'll be on tomorrow after 10.
And what's that app that we use?
What app?
The Cash App!
Oh,
hit the motherfucking Cash
what are you talking about? What app?
Hit that motherfucking Cash App!
Barbershop Talk Radio.
Barbershop Talk Radio on the Cash App.
Yeah.
That's Barbershop Talk Radio on the Cash App.
Make sure you get a t-shirt. You can even get a Power Book 2 t-shirt if that's what you want.
Uh-huh.
BarbershopTalkRadioStore.com.
That's Barbershop
Talk $20.
Store.
We got t-shirts right now. We'll be upgrading the hoodies soon because, you know, the weather's going to be changing. So right now it's t-shirts and $20. BarbershopTalkRadioStore.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, Barbershop Talk Radio. Subscribe to the channel on YouTube, YUN9SLIM. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. And then
subscribe, man. Subscribe, please. Subscribe to the YouTube channel.
We're trying
man.
To build our platform, so we need those subscribers.
Subscribe on the Blog Talk Radio as well. That's blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SLIM
1224.
Yes. What she just said. Say that again.
blogtalkradio.com/YUN9SLIM 1224. So follow us on Blog Talk Radio. It'll notify you when every time we're on. And then you can call in 516-387-1879. And again, don't forget to hit that Cash App.
Cash App.
Barbershop Talk Radio.
Cash App.
There's something in the Cash App.
Anything.
Yeah,
anything.
And we'll see y'all tomorrow.
Anything in the Cash App. Hit the Cash App. Hit the Cash App. Where the Cash App at? Hit the Cash App.
We won't send it back to you. I promise.
Hit the Cash App. Hit the Cash App. Can I get a Cash App?
You can send a dollar. We won't send it back.
Can I get a subscriber, man?
Right.
We don't have any fans.
Something. We just did a video on George Floyd. And that was our most, like, I think it has, like, 230 views in, like, 3 days. That was our highest viewed show like in that short of a time period. So come on, people, watch our stuff, subscribe to our channel.
I'm working, man. I'm working. I'm trying, guys. Let's applaud that.
Click on to an episode. You'll definitely be entertained.
You know. But if however we can make it better, let me know. We do sports, politics, everything.
Everything.
Talk about everything, so, everyday life. Yeah. We're not going to put ourselves in a box like if we only do this, or we only do that.
And talk about whatever we
want
to talk about.
Whatever we want. So
shows, football.
Let's go. The NFL schedule is about to start on Thursday.
Yep.
Let's go.
Touch Football League is coming back, so we'll be definitely
All-Star
be doing
that. Touch Football League.
Let's September 20th. We'll definitely be doing that.
So
we'll get back into our fantasy All-Star Touch Football rankings and all that stuff soon.
So let's rock, man. Let's rock. Well, thank you guys for listening. Let's go.
See y'all
Have
tomorrow.
Have a good night.